Hi, everyone. My name's Sarah Jenkins, and I'm an astronomer. I've come here today to talk to you about something that has fascinated humans for millennia, meteors, or as they are more commonly known, shooting stars. People often ask me how I got into this field. Well, as a child, I didn't spend hours reading thick encyclopedias about space. Instead, my passion really began when my grandfather gave me a telescope for my 10th birthday. That changed everything, and I've been looking up at the night sky ever since. So, what exactly is a meteor? Science fiction movies might make you imagine huge, fiery balls hurtling through the solar system, but the reality is quite different. Before they hit our atmosphere, they are just small fragments of iron or rock floating in space. Most of them are actually no bigger than a grain of sand. When these tiny fragments get pulled in by the Earth's gravitational pull, they hit our atmosphere at incredible speeds. You might think the atmosphere just provides us with oxygen to breathe, but it actually acts as a shield. The immense friction causes the fragments to heat up and completely burn away before they can do any damage to the surface. If you want to observe a meteor shower, finding the right location is crucial. You need a truly dark sky. I usually avoid standing on city balconies or even driving to the local beach because there is still too much artificial light. Personally, I prefer driving out to a national park where the light pollution is minimal and the sky is pitch black. Breezy. Many beginners ask what equipment they should buy to see the showers. You might be tempted to bring a pair of expensive binoculars, but they actually restrict your field of view, making it harder to spot fast-moving objects. Really, all you need is a comfortable blanket to lie down on, so you can relax and look up at the whole sky without hurting your neck. There are several regular meteor showers throughout the year. The Leonids, for instance, are in November, but the weather is often cloudy then. The most reliable and spectacular one actually occurs in August. It's called the Perseids shower, and it can produce up to 100 meteors an hour at its peak. When you do see that sudden flash of light, it's interesting to note that you aren't actually seeing the solid fragment burning. The intense friction makes the air around the meteor superheated. This heat vaporizes the fragment and leaves a trail of glowing gas behind it. That's the bright streak we identify as a shooting star. Occasionally, a fragment is large enough to survive this fiery journey. If it doesn't entirely burn up and actually strikes the Earth, its name changes. It becomes known as a meteorite. Finding one of these is incredibly rare and scientifically valuable. Historically, meteors have always captured our imagination. While today we tend to make a wish when we see a shooting star, in ancient times, they weren't seen as positive events. Because they were unpredictable, they were often interpreted as a sign of bad luck by many ancient cultures, who feared they meant trouble was coming. My own research takes me all over the world to study these amazing phenomena. Next month, for example, I won't be staying in my laboratory. Instead, I'll be traveling to Australia to examine a massive crater left by a meteor impact thousands of years ago. It's going to be a fascinating expedition. Does anyone have any questions?